just get my hat right on the top.
All right, I'm gonna just hit some news and then we'll do shows in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a probably a move here. Are we ready to go?
Let's do it.
Let me get a little sip of my my kombucha.
That ginger?
It's the ginger, yeah.
Oh, favorite one. I could drink that shit every day if it wouldn't make me shit so much.
I need it.
Yes.
This could be the first podcast where I just lose it mid-pod.
Well, on that note, welcome back, everybody.
Hello. Wow, this feels kind of cool that we don't have a dumb guest today.
I know. Yeah, it's just us. Welcome back, everybody. Sorry it's been a while. We've been busy. I guess we can, before we get into it, everyone head over to vinegarsyndrome.com, pre-order your copy of what we think is one of the most underrated of the Canadian horror films around, called The Carpenter, starring One Wings Hauser. Shit rules. If you haven't seen it, you will be very surprised how actually solid of a film it is. And we did the commentary and we're excited.
Yeah, you can look at the VHS cover of that or even the Vinegar Syndrome cover and think, no thank you. But you would be very wrong. This really is like, it is not what you think it is going to be. This movie rocks.
Yeah, it does. And we talk about it in the commentary, but you know, and not the whole thing, but in moments. If you're a fan of our boy Lucio Fulci, check this movie out.
Yeah, definitely. No, this has got a lot going for this movie. This is not even just like a above the grade, you know, horror movie or whatever.
This is a good ass movie.
Yeah, it kind of. Yeah, gotta promote it. We're big dogs now. We love to promote. Right.
And on that note, because we haven't talked about it on the show. If you haven't picked it up yet, it's already out. You can get it from Severn Films. You can get Jess Franco's Thong Girls, another one that would seem very different than the film you're going to get from the artwork and the name and, you know, the reputation of one Jess Franco.
Yeah, we chose these. I mean, we got offered like a lot of choices and we decided to make these something that kind of rhyme with one another. And we just, you know, we're so picky with what we get to do.
We are the Thong Carpenters. So,
yeah, yeah. And now excited to announce our upcoming Blu-ray commentary. Yeah, I just wanted to see if Will would get really mad there, but he's already warned me enough about that. So what could it be? Or did we get
one? We got a good'un on the way for you.
Big boy stuff. Time to take us out of the fucking slums.
That's right, John's getting his master's and I'm going to finish high school. So
Yeah, I'm about to buy that Hellcat I've wanted all this time. You catch me on Oblock, baby. I'm out there with throwing money down.
Right. I'm going to get a fucking three-wheeler, bringing it back. There are a couple people in my hometown who still have some hidden from the law, since it's rightfully illegal to have one now because they're so dangerous.
Yeah, you can see them flying up and down Western Avenue at certain hours of the night. I'll tell you, it's not the white people doing it.
Who is it?
So let's get into...
Well, yeah, we're going to take it easy today. A classic news episode catch up. You know, because the world's fucking horrible. So we're just going to talk about some dumb shit that doesn't matter. Maybe you can have a nice time listening. And we'll be back soon with some meaty shit.
But, oh,
you
know. Shit.
Is there a news update?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, boy. Well, if you're no stranger to the show, you know sometimes bad news hits.
Who fucking died now?
My expectations. Sam Mendes' 4 Beatles movies won't be released until 2027. Fuck.
Shit.
Fuck.
What are we going to do? All right, we're close enough shop.
We just got to talk about all 4 Beatles now. John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Who's your favorite?
I don't fucking have a favorite. I don't know.
You like them all? Like me?
Yeah, yeah. I have a favorite, like, acting-wise, you know? But in the band, in their heyday, whatever. It's cool. I can listen to some Beatles. I don't really have a fucking favorite. I just don't care enough.
You're going to be listening to it because you're not getting those movies. Damn. Well, I hate to be the one who does this on the show. Oh, God. Oh, no. The Michael movie is in controversy right now.
What the hell's the Michael movie?
The Michael Jackson movie.
Oh, that's never going to come out. They've been trying to do that for a long time.
Well, they've got a 4-hour movie here, so it's there.
If it doesn't end with the monkey, then don't expect to see me there.
Yeah, Antoine Fuqua has been hiding in his van, apparently, from the Jackson family, who come by to give notes, which prompted a rep for Fuqua to say, he's always preferred directing his movies in a van.
I mean, honestly, that explains a lot.
Yeah, I wouldn't even make the obvious joke there. That one speaks for itself. Yeah, too bad. Too bad. Oh, speaking of which, we have we got upcoming shows. We'll save some for the middle, but we do have a show of Audition. You've heard of that movie coming up at Terror Tuesday. And the reason I bring that up is because it's probably sold out now, so it doesn't matter. But they're remaking it. So, and I just want to say I planned that. I knew this was coming. I'm an insider. Me and Jeff Snyder hang out, talk about how we're not gay. And this came through the grapevine, but we are getting the Audition remake.
Finally. Thank fuck. Hopefully Margaret Qualley is playing our lead. That'll be cool.
God, that would honestly would be a lot better.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
A lot of notes for Mr. Mike about that supposed masterpiece.
Well, they had an Asian woman playing the lead role. Come on, that didn't even make any sense.
We only like movies set in Japan starring everyone who's not Asian. That's the rule.
Was Demi Moore not available?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, she's having a career renaissance. So what's up, Demi?
Yeah, yeah. She's come a long way from kissing 10-year-old boys very passionately on camera. We're very happy.
Maybe her and Brad Pitt can do a movie together, and just like when Brad kissed Kirsten Dunst in Interview with the Vampire, they can both kiss some kids again.
Yeah, that would be really cool. We need more kids being kissed by adults. I think like we've swung the pendulum too far, and we need to.
That's what's missing from Baby Girl.
Well, there would have been stakes in that movie, I suppose.
At least one. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. One of the most inoffensive movies I think I've ever seen is Baby Girl. It's just like nothing to even get mad about. It's just so like, all right.
It's like going to TJ Maxx. You're like, yep, there it is.
It's for people who want to talk about sex rather than actually maybe do it. If you've got one of those Tinder profiles that lists all of your different, you know, coded words that mean something in the poly community, this movie's for you.
It's true. Yeah, if you love to get together with friends and sip a low alcohol cider and just talk about sex and transgressive stuff but never mead. Actually do it.
No, they're drinking mead.
You're right, it is mead. Yeah.
Gotta be mead that someone made themselves. Yeah, tough. It is strange that she didn't get the nomination because you'd think that was like made for her. But no, the Academy, the Fishademy.
Oh,
that's right. I've had enough. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of what they're doing to our precious Oscars.
Yeah.
I there's a lot going on, and this is not the Oscar episode. Listen, we've committed to very little in our, we sure the episodes aren't coming out like they used to be, but we will get that Oscar episode in. Don't you worry.
We will.
Yeah. But these are just the things we want to talk about before we get into it and just have a little fun. We've been working too hard lately, so this is one for us.
That's true. Our computers are both hanging on for dear life because we're, as per usual, pretending we have real equipment and making them work. So.
Yeah, but that's all right.
But hey, on that note, someone else who likes to pretend they have their shit together, Sundance. Sundance had to pull a couple movies. The most recent one was some shit called Twinless. I don't know what that is or who Dylan is.
The fuck?
I guess that's a person. But the reason they had to pull it is somebody. So if you don't know, Sundance still does virtual, right? You can buy a badge and stay at home. But because Sundance, like most people, is fucking stupid, it's really easy to download all the movies directly from their supposedly, you know, ironclad screening host. And so someone pulled this movie Twinless and like put the sex scenes on the internet, I guess.
Hell yeah. Good for them.
Yeah, so apparently, yeah, this Dylan O'Brien guy, I guess his dick is on TikTok or something. So Sundance had to issue an apology to their badge holders that they couldn't watch Twinless anymore, which I don't know about you, but I asked for a refund personally on my.
Why did I get the badge? Yeah. That's just such a good title for a movie, Twinless.
Yeah, it seems pretty cool.
Two young men strike up an unlikely sexually intense friendship after meeting in a support group for twinless twins.
Holy shit.
Twinless twins.
It's somehow always worse than I expect when it's shit like this. The other movie was a documentary called Selena y los Dinos. Suffered a series of copyright infringements because apparently people just pulled out the musical numbers and also put them on TikTok. Guys, Sundance, you have so much money. And like, granted, yes, it's easy to steal from most streaming hosts, but you can even pay for a better Vimeo that is really hard to steal from. So guys, just stay for it.
Maybe change the password from Sundance 123 to something a little better. Is this why everyone's bitching about like piracy right now? Like full disclosure, I have one reason we don't do this as much anymore is I do not go on Twitter anymore. I have no interest in seeing what any of you, even friends, are doing because you're all part of the problem. Listen, when a man has to relieve himself in the morning, you got to look at something. And so sometimes I pop it open and I'm seeing a lot of people flipping out. I'm even seeing people go so far as to say that home video itself is an abomination of the collective theater going experience.
Ah, good. Going right back to when VCRs came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I guess if you have the time to go bitch about this, get a second job because you're probably not bringing in enough.
Maybe they're jealous that they couldn't afford that fucking sick Caligula set from Umbrella. That's what it's all about. They were like, I wanted all five cuts and I wanted that 7,000 page book or whatever the fuck it is.
Once again, these portly guys in black shirts who have YouTube videos showing off their collections have won again. They've made you jealous because their parents made them an only child and said, well, here's a trust fund. You'll never find love or happiness, but you'll be able to buy everything from Vinegar Syndrome. Even if you don't watch it, you'll get to own it.
Yep, that's true. And you know which ones you should buy when we're on the commentary.
Exactly. Or the ones we would have done the commentary for, like White Cannibal Queen.
Yep. I mean, shit, we could. Yeah. I mean, lots of them. Witch from Nepal, man. I would love to tear that shit up. I love that movie.
You can assume we're basically part of all of Vinegar Syndrome's releases, even if we're not.
Yeah, we're there. It's Easter eggs. You can just find Easter eggs.
Look around. Try everything. You'll find it. Yeah, I'm not gonna jump into this piracy thing because it just seems like one of the most pointless conversations. Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, a lot of people love to like to point out. I'm not gonna name names because we're a different group now, but. You know, there's people who want to hem and haw about all of this. They want to hem and haw about DCP versus film and usually say this without any knowledge of what it takes to actually acquire prints. But hey, if it keeps you feeling like you're still part of the like art house resistance, then by all means, type away.
And just, you know, just on that note, just a fun reminder, one of the few places it's easy to get prints of art house movies, because you said it, is from our friends over at Janus Films, who successfully monopolized the art house in the early 60s. So, you know, let's just take a breath.
Yeah, I get that your profile says you're a programmer, but, you know, maybe live in the world a little bit before you. Just start assuming that people hate film. One, we hate. I mean, 2025, you're never going to see another print from us.
No, is that true?
Yeah. We're done.
I didn't tell you. We're actually switching. You're never going to see anything from us except 8mm. We're showing cut downs only. We're going back. We're going to kick it off. We're going to set up a screen in a big warehouse where you sit really far back, and then we're going to show you the 20-minute 8mm version of 2001: A Space Odyssey.
It's so rare on film.
So, see how Kubrick intended it. And if we can't get an 8mm print, we are going to buy an airplane next time one crashes, and we are going to plug it in, and then you get on the airplane, and we all watch the movie on the little screens. It's going to be sick.
it really is so washed on that website. It's like, if they're not bitching about this, it's someone being like, have you noticed these frames from The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance? It's like,
yeah, yep,
yes, I've seen the movie a lot actually, but hey, no time better than the present to get acquainted with that movie. But it's just funny, it's just everything on that website feels like a repeat. Everything feels like just a like the reunion show for a crappy TV show that gets everyone back together and they just for fun run through the old bits.
Yeah. And I got to say too, there's just a weird bad time in the air, obviously for a lot of very real reasons, but that's not what we're talking about. I guess
things are bad.
I won't say names, but I will say I've noticed a very funny trend when I either read or listened to, however briefly, other folks, you know, running through their favorite films of the year. There's a fun new thing where people like to pretend that they've never seen or heard about anyone else's other top 10 things, and that they're the first person to notice, for instance, a movie like Black Dog, you know, a smashing success in China, an enormous movie.
It's on my top 10. I noticed it's not on yours.
It was just real funny. I was like, guess what? It's okay to acknowledge the fact that we are all in an echo chamber, because we are. That's what humans are in. That's where we're at. It's okay. You can still talk about the movie in a new way if you want.
Yeah. Get into sports. Movies suck. We're new podcast rule. Movies are gay.
And well, movies are always gay, I agree, but I'm still talking about sports with you.
No, this is a sports podcast now. Listen, the Kansas City Chiefs are going for their three-peat coming up this Sunday, and I'm going to need everybody's support. Go to our Patreon. Give us some money so I can cover all the bets I've made for that game. Because this is about making money fast, okay? That's why Will loves crypto. That's why I love sports betting. So
I wish you were smart enough for crypto.
Believe me, you're smart enough for crypto. There's no intelligence needed for crypto. Just buy it and then sell it.
Yeah, but okay. Yeah, hit up our Patreon and give me $5 so I can buy some. We'll try it. We'll report back.
Let him buy some Dogecoin.
Yeah, that sounds so much cooler. I like that better.
Yeah. God, what a great scam. Maybe we need to be crypto.
Like, we literally need to become crypto.
Like Oscar bait coin.
We should have a coin. We should. Well, we'll just hire one of these fucking amazing, like, 12-year-old kids who keeps ripping people off. Like, yo, dude, here's $50. Have fun. Report back.
Yeah. Well, hit us up. Let's know if we should start a crypto coin. Okay, what else? This is really starting off like one of our classic episodes.
It is.
No, Sundance, good stuff. Piracy, all good. You know, so do whatever you need to do. Who fucking cares?
Bad.
This will be the first one where someone sends us a lengthy message being like, actually, I would like to give you some facts in regards to media piracy.
Please do. We know all about it.
We'll delete the...
Yeah, we'll definitely read it.
Yeah, it will not get deleted immediately.
Or we'll print it out and put it on the wall. We'll be proud.
Yeah, so everyone knows, Will likes to, you know, Sundance. What is Sundance? It is the vessel that gets us started for the Oscars. That's all it's ever been. That's all I've ever seen it as. It's just the pre-show. It's like the Pro Bowl before the Super Bowl next week when the Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles and go for that three-peat. And finally, my childhood will be satiated.
What's the Rose Bowl? Is that a part of things? Is that like the Golden
College Bowl? Football.
Okay. Hey, I remember, I'm in the right sport, though. Not bad.
I think everybody knows what the Rose Bowl is, but I like that you're trying.
One of our listeners who was like, cool, I looked that up.
Rose Bowl. The Tostitos Bowl. That's my favorite.
Oh, do you get free Tostitos for attending?
I don't know. But maybe that's something we can look into when we are.
That's our next Franco stop. We just coordinate Franco tour with Tostitos free.
Hop on, become a sponsor. So the Oscars. Wow. Yeah. We've got so much coming up, and we're going to go into all of them when we do the Oscars episode. But the big news coming out of La La Land, which is not really La La-ing so much anymore.
Our buds. Yeah, we haven't recorded anything since then or since Lynch. We're way behind. We'll catch up on everything, but, you know, glad our buds are alive.
Yes, David Lynch is dead and L.A. has burned to the ground. So, yeah, but we are happy our friends and family are safe. But they get something that's better than relief funds and insurance coming through. It's the Oscars.
Yes.
A movie called Amelia Perez has the most nominations for a non-English film ever with 13 nominations, tying great films like Oppenheimer, Mary Poppins, Gone with the Wind, Shape of Water, Fellowship of the Ring, and Mr. Forrest Gump. So,
wow.
Yeah. No, this movie must be really good is what I'm hearing. But there are some, you know, joyless nincompoops in Hollywood who are having a real problem with this fantastic film, Amelia Perez.
We love Jacques Audiard here at this show. Our favorite filmmaker alive, probably dead as well.
I'm still watching The Prophet to this day.
Just run it back. That's your Christmas movie every year, man. Remember, like that deer just keeps going in slow motion. It's so cool.
Movies are subjective, so I don't have to make my case. I just like what I like. Okay. And yes, and I pirated that movie. And I actually, every time I watch it, I pirate a new copy of it.
A lesser one, like a smaller one.
Yeah, thank you.
400 megabytes, man. I want 180.
As long as everyone's like pretending that VHS collecting is like a real thing in terms of like preserving quality, let's start collecting cam shot torrents. If you have a cam shot version of A Prophet, hit me up because I'm going to watch it again for my 12th time. And I need a new way to watch it because I want to see things differently. But yes, Amelia Perez, it's the movie everyone's talking about. And did Jacques Audiard Did he get in trouble recently or something?
I don't think so. That'd be cool, though. I hope so.
Yes, he did.
Not going to film.
He said, his thoughts about Spanish-speaking people. He says, Spanish is a language of modest countries, of developing countries, of the poor and migrants.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah. I guess you've never heard of Pitbull. Yeah, or George Lopez.
Holy shit, man, that's awesome. I didn't know about that. Yeah, this movie just really getting fucked. Shit.
Yeah, he had to cancel a Q&A at the Cineteca Nacional de Mexico. Yep, he issued an apology, I guess.
Well, I'm fine with it then, as long as he said sorry, dude.
Yeah, he said something. He just didn't bother to do any research into Mexico and the cartels because he's like, yeah, I get it.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. Now I'm caught up. Yeah, no, because in the movie, I know you haven't seen it yet, but.
Have you?
I don't know. We'll find out when we record. But the movie, you know, allegedly a musical, but also the cartel. The cartel is basically the hero of the movie. It's pretty fucking wild.
Which I kind of like, because that's like
that's what gets you through. That's what'll keep you there, is how like gobsmacked you'll be watching this movie.
Yeah, that's like doubling down on the lie of, we've hinted at it before. Maybe we'll get into it in the other episode, but like there's a great book out there called Drug Cartels Do Not Exist. Let me just get the publisher. Yeah, Drug Cartels Do Not Exist, Narco Trafficking and Culture in the U.S. and Mexico by Oswaldo Zavala. It is by Critical Mexican Studies, Vanderbilt University Press. You can buy it online. It's a thin book. It's a quick read. You don't have to read much, but we can then talk about what a drug cartel is. But there's better shows, smarter shows that can do that for you. But I just like that he's already like, he's right. He did no research. And I hate to admit, that's kind of our way of doing things. So
next week on Oscar Bait, Jacques Audiard talking about cartels with us.
Yeah. Tell us who you think's worse, black or brown people. That's the conversation we're going to open up with Jacques Audiard.
I mean, that's what you want to hear.
Real criminals.
Filmmakers, always.
Yeah. I want to get his thoughts on, like, gang violence in the U.S.
Oh, God, please.
Yeah, I know. Boy, everyone hates this movie. But except Hollywood. Yeah, that's right, where the smartest people reside. Unfortunately, Michael Mann has also said he really likes the movie. But, hey, he said he liked some dumb shit before. So remember when he liked Beautiful?
Ooh, damn, I forgot about that. Wait, I want to see if Paul Schrader liked it, though, because he's been on some great ones lately.
Oh, you know Paul Schrader likes this movie.
Let's see.
It's really good. I think the movie's fantastic, actually.
Twitter boy is up, too. All right, let's see. What's his latest? Oh, come on. Quit talking about real stuff. Yeah. Normally, it's just trolling, but lately he's been posting good stuff. I don't want to see that. I want to know.
Well, while he's looking this up, The Guardian has said this about Emilia Perez. They've said, Oscar's groupthink pushes Emilia Perez, the weakest nominee, to a record-breaking lead. Slate says, Emilia Perez is not a good movie. It won 4 Golden Globes and dominated Oscar nominations. It's offensive on multiple levels. iNews, I love iNews, has said, Emilia Perez is insulting, ignorant trash. It does not deserve Oscars.
As opposed to a movie like Crash, you know.
Yeah, a good movie.
A great movie, I'd say.
I mean, I like a story where a sexual assaulter is forgiven because their dad lives with them.
Yeah, no, it's cool. And then also where like an openly racist woman is forgiven because she fell down the stairs and her maid helps her. That's really cool.
Hey, it's all something we could learn from there. Forgiveness.
That's true. That movie's about teaching. Well, anyway, I can't find it with Schrader, but it did remind me that he was trolling everyone in a great way, talking about how awesome AI is because he told it to write scripts for him. And he was like, they're better than everything I've written in a long
time. Well, you said it, Paul, not me.
Well, speaking of piracy, we can watch Oh Canada today, finally.
Oh, great. Good. Let's pirate that later.
Sorry, Paul. Come on the show.
Yeah, I hate to say that we're fucking up the bag that Oh Canada was about to get. Damn, he's about to make money off that. It is funny, like, how people think that, like, Paul Schrader is gonna be waiting for the checks in his mailbox from, like, the streaming off of Oh Canada. And it's like, yeah, I don't know who they think people are hurting there, but I don't think Paul is getting that money.
No.
Who could it be then? Who makes the movies? Who puts the money up for them?
Cartels.
Yeah.
There we go.
Cartels.
Why Paul should learn from his good buddy Marty, so he could still be embroiled in trouble over the mob around the world financing Wolf of Wall Street. Oh. Get back into that, Paul. You'll get bigger budgets, bud.
Well, unfortunately, Jacques Audiard is not the only one who's having problems with his movies. There's a person named Carla Sophia Gascon.
Yep, she's in trouble.
She got in big trouble. For living out her truth.
That it was. Yeah.
So I've distilled it.
I didn't see any, but did you read these tweets that supposedly ruined everything and she had to cancel coming to the Oscars and shit?
Well, let's play the game of how many tweets did you find that are offensive and how many I found from her that are offensive. I mean, well, I'm saying offensive with air quotes also.
You go ahead.
No,
you go first because I don't have it pulled up.
Okay. Let's see where all of them here. I didn't really organize these other as well. She says, the first one I see here, this is in 2021 when she weighed in on the Oscars and she described it feeling like an Afro-Korean festival.
Whoa.
Which,
wow.
I would go to. I bet the food at that festival is probably dope. She says, more, the Oscars are looking like a ceremony for independent and protest films. I didn't know if I was watching an Afro-Korean festival, a Black Lives Matter demonstration, or the 8M. Okay, apart from that, an ugly, ugly gala.
Damn. Okay, I've got one from September 2nd, 2020. This is with a picture of a Muslim family. She says, Islam is marvelous without any machismo. Women are respected, and when they are so respected, they are left with a little squared hole on their faces for their eyes to be visible and their mouths, but only if she behaves. Although they dress this way for their own enjoyment. How deeply disgusting of humanity. Wow, I didn't know she went so hard.
Okay. That was pretty good. That definitely takes down the Afro-Korean... Will wins with that one. Although I tell you one thing, my downstairs neighbors keep their dog barking all the time. I'm about to go Afro-Korean on that dog. So
God damn it.
Let's see what else. Yeah, try and come at me for that one. Oh, she says she had something to say about George Floyd. Let's see what she said about Mr. Floyd. She said, I really think that very few people ever cared about George Floyd, a drug addict swindler. But his death has served to once again demonstrate that there are people who still consider black people to be monkeys without rights and consider policemen to be assassins. They're all wrong. Wow, she really put everything in that shaker and just shook it up and made a little cocktail out of that one.
Are you ready for this is the last one. This is insane.
I don't know if it's the last, but let's hear it.
I don't know if this can be beat. Oh, holy shit.
Okay.
She said, what a disservice all these trans and LGB clowns do by following the discourse of the extreme right, the ones with no one and all kinds of reactionaries. They remind me of black people with whips making their brothers pick cotton. Son of a bitch.
What's the cotton being picked there?
Let's see.
I mean, I don't know. I'll chew on that one for a little bit. I'll bite. It's coming from a trans woman, so we should at least give it space.
Fuck you.
I'm just trying not to just pop off anymore. I'm trying to hear people out. Yeah. I don't know. That one's pretty good. Let's see if this one can beat it. Islam is becoming a hotbed of infection for humanity that urgently needs to be cured. Until we ban religions that go against European values and violate human rights, such as Islam, under the protection of freedom of worship, we will not end part of the huge problem we face. Faith manipulates those who cling to faith.
I mean, yeah, correct. But I love that she's like, European values, bro. That's the only way, man.
You can't lose those. I guess she said something about Chinese people, but I can't find that.
Yeah, there's something about the Boers apparently as well. She just, I think this is what they call a rage tweeter, this one of ours. Yeah,
sounds like she let's see. I gotta find this Chinese one. Because that one's gonna hit a little too close to home for me.
We have a minute and a half left. This is what we're giving you guys because we love you so much.
Oh, she said, oh, referring to COVID vaccines, the China vaccine. Yes. Yes. Oh, good. The Chinese vaccine, apart from the mandatory chip, that's right, been saying it, comes with two spring rolls, a cat that moves its hands, two plastic flowers, a pop-up lantern, three telephone lines, and €1 for your controlled purchase.
Holy shit.
Damn,
this lady's wild.
Okay. I'm gonna give it to her for that one. Don't agree with it necessarily, but interesting.
In our final minute, coming up on February 16th at the Davis Theater with our friend Sam Deegan is returning for a Mako Kaji double feature celebration night where we will be showing Stray Cat Rock Sex Hunter alongside Blind Woman's Curse. Incredible.
That's right. Japanese, not Chinese, so all good. Right.
Japanese double feature. And then on the 20th, we return for Trustfall. Sam will be with us for that one as well. The special pink edition, where we're going to show you two of the finest pink films that we all love very much. And it's going to be a wild night. And we're testing it out. The second feature is only for the adventurous among us. We're letting you know now. The second one will be a lot. You know, we'll maybe push you a little further than the first one. So it's cool if you want to leave. If you want to stay.
I guess that was 40 minutes. All right. Yeah. So it's no surprise to those who have.
Just start recording.
I did hit record. Okay. There we go. All right. Well, as you all know, for some of you, we stopped paying for the Zoom. So sometimes we get cut off when we forget that 40 minutes is going by. But. We got the timer going right now.
Yep.
Will, what were you in the middle of saying?
What I was talking about was our second show. While Sam Deegan is back in Chicago, is a very special Trustfall pink edition. We're going to show you two pink films. If you don't know what that is, Pinku Ega. We'll get into it at the show, so I'm not going to get into it now. But it was one of our favorite genres of films out of Japan. And yeah, we're going to show you a certified all-time banger first. And then for the adventurous folks, fair warning here, we are going to go harder with the second one. So if you want to take off, that's cool. If you want to stick around for a movie that is only 1 hour and 9 minutes long, and that is amazing, join us for the second film. And this one, we're really pumped. This is one we all three just discovered recently, and we're so excited. We wanted to share it with y'all. So it's going to be a hell of a night.
Yes, and we will take a questionnaire from those in attendance, and we will rate based off of how we can read you as a person if you can go to the second movie. We will ask your gender. We will investigate the shit out of that.
We're no longer film historians. We're gender historians. So,
mm-hmm. Well, gender detectives is more.
God damn it!
I'll have my little spyglass and I will be looking you over. So if you pass the test, though, and you don't lie to us about who you are as a gender, you can go see the second. You can go see the second movie.
So. Yeah. And it's going to rule. Also, side note, while we were taking a little break, I did just get the email that over at Synapse Films, they have a different line called Impulse Pictures that has released a mountain of Nikatsu films, which are Roman porno films that also will get into the difference between that and pink films at the show. But they're all going out of print. So if you're fans of Roman porno or pink films, go hit Diaboli DVD up right now, because you can get amazing shit like Star of David, Beautiful Girl Hunter over there, you know. And what? Yeah, Zoom Up, Murder Site, Assault 13th Hour.
Gotta have that one.
A lot of good shit. So hit that up. And yeah. And hey, we will say, we'll talk about it at the show. Yes, the second one is going to go harder than the first one, but it's not super bad. Extreme at all.
It's not that bad. There's no dogs raping people in this one.
Yes, so. For those upset about things in the past, it won't happen again till Christmas.
Well, it will. It is going to happen again. We don't care. But
yeah, we're gonna do a test, and for fans of Coffin Joe, we're gonna show some of his pornos from Brazil, which feature real stuff with dogs. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, it sounded like your problems with it were that it didn't go hard enough. So
that's what, yeah, the person that left said, I would have been fine if it was real. What's this fake shit? That's where it ended.
Mm-hmm. It was a little too phony looking for them. So, yeah, but no, the first one is an easy peasy one. You can bring the person you met off Tinder to come watch that, and they're not going to think you're too weird. If you really want to test it, stick around for the second one, which is going to be something called Trustfall After Dark.
Yep.
Yes. It's like the Red Shoe Diaries, but dirtier.
Yeah. It's like when,
impressive. And I just want to say real quick, we will never show things for the sake of being shocking or exploitative.
No, that
is very boring. We have no interest in that. That's personally hate that crap.
We hate edgelords.
Anything like this, it's elevated, and we are very serious about showing it. That being,
and truly, you know, we'll be genuine here for a minute. We did hear you after the last one, and that's why the idea of Trustfall After Dark was born, so that folks are more aware of what they might be getting into, because we're not trying to, you know. We're not trying to, you know, spring insane shit on y'all. We hear you. So come for the first if you don't want to watch some stuff that goes a bit further.
You Midwest babies, get over it.
Okay. Where are you? The second one truly fucking rocks. You will have a great. Yeah. It's really good. Yeah.
I'm so tired. We have real villains out there like Carla Sophia Gascon. And we're mad at Jess Franco and Lena Romay. I just, what is this world coming to? Speaking of which, let's get back to Carla over here.
Jesus Christ.
Did we say it all? Let's see. I guess she defended Hitler. Let's
find. Wow. No, the last one I saw was something about the Moors, but it wasn't.
Oh, what did she have to say about the Moors? Damn, that's the one I'm really going to get pissed. Now she's taking it too far.
Let's see if I can find it again. Let's see.
The Moors.
Yeah, dude. Look, you know what? She clearly didn't listen to our Thong Girls commentary where you can learn not much, but a little bit about the Moors.
Yeah, that's true. Wait, breaking news. Carla Sophia Gascon says she's not racist.
Oh, sick. Well, forget everything we just said then. All good.
Sorry. Okay. Never mind. All right. All good.
Yep. No problem.
She cried on CNN and said that she has a marvelous daughter who she said she's taught her important values about the struggles of Black people. She would say, I feel and very much identify with the people who are thrown off buses for the color of their skin.
What is going on? Somebody... Hopefully someone just be kind to this woman and tell her to stop talking about stuff for a little bit. I think it'd probably be wise to take a break. We'll just wait for the Oscars, maybe. Don't you said sorry. You've told us you're not racist. Maybe don't give us more examples.
Well, I mean, Netflix has already stopped campaigning her for Oscars. So all that money they sunk in, close to $30 million to campaign Emilia Perez for Oscars, not happening anymore. And the Academy, who could have put Jean-Marie Baptiste in there for her movie if they really want to, like, you know, diversify the Oscars. They didn't. They said, we're going to get the first trans actress in there. And woo, did they make a monkey paw-like deal there? Because that one is like Twilight Zone level, like biting them in the ass.
Oh, here, wait. You
ready? I think it's kind of rocks. Like this.
Well, you'll actually, it's tough to get through because the filmmaking's bad, but you will be shocked how much fun you're going to have watching this movie, because this movie kind of plays like her just trying to say things are good.
Oh, I know. But it's we'll save that. Yes.
Wait, I found it. Among many inflammatory tweets, she called for the Moroccan Spanish community to be expelled en masse. Quote. Yeah, get ready. Quote. This is nuts. I can't believe this shit is real. Holy shit. Okay. She says, how many times history would have to expel the Moors from Spain? We have not yet realized what this threat of civilizations means, which constantly attacks the freedom and coherence of the individual. It is not racism. It is Islam. God damn. Wow. Mm. She's got a sharp tongue, this one.
Mm. Yeah, we've asked this question before about another unhinged individual of a certain persuasion, but what are you on? Can we get an investigation into, like, is this just mental illness, or are you drinking like you're not supposed to drink the entire, when you make a French press, you're not really supposed to drink the entire thing. You're supposed to have someone else there to share it with.
She bores out the coffee and just chews on the ground.
Yeah, she might. Yeah, because yeah, for as much as she's doing hemming and hawing about these uncultured Muslims, lady, damn, yeah. I don't know. I feel like I could walk into a certain alleyway and probably discover you there crawling out of a trash can. Like, you're taking this to another level, and I'm kind of here for it, because it's all stupid and boring now, and this isn't even exciting. It's just, you know, it's funny that they were like, we're gonna make this woman the nominee. Oh, we're so patting ourselves on our back, you know, a bunch of like gay white men just being like, very good, Mort. thank you.
No.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I'm just choosing an old man voice. Maybe his name's Mort. I don't know. It's pretty funny that a lot of them probably spit out their croutons when they saw the Hollywood Reporter. It was the next
day. It was mass chaos at Sweet Greens that day. All their phones went off at the same time.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to get extra strawberries with the pine nuts. I need to get regular.
Wait, you're going to get us in trouble today.
Hey, Carla is already taking all the... I'm using this as an opportunity. She's the smokescreen right now. I'm using representation in the right way.
Yep.
It's funny because now everyone's like dragging up things on some of the other actresses, like apparently Fernanda Torres, who's in I'm Still Here, which I have not seen. I don't care.
It's a cool title though.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I've never heard anything like that.
Yeah, she's apologizing for a 2008 blackface performance. She says, almost 20 years ago, I appeared in blackface in a comedy sketch from Brazilian TV. I'm very sorry for this.
Now, one, I'm mad at Carla. I'm so mad. But this is taking it too far. Brazil in 2008 should have known better.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, let's just be clear that that was not going on anywhere, anytime past that at all on varied, widely watched comedic shows in this country or any other country. No one was doing blackface at that time still, for sure.
Certainly not the host of the Oscars, Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah, they got that. Ooh, Coralie Fargeat. Ooh, I bet she did something. Let's dig around.
Yeah, can you find anything?
I can't actually. It's weirdly been, I'm seeing hints about something, but I can't find it on the internet. If only one of our intrepid listeners did the, oh, and they did. Let's take a look. They found an old tweet by Gali where she says, let's see. Oh, damn. I forgot I didn't translate it. But she's basically saying a tweet about Columbia University has an Israeli satire program where they made a video mocking the support for Hamas on college campuses. And she just says, hilarious and brilliant, laughing emoji. Good to laugh in the midst of disaster.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Speaking like a French woman.
I was going to say, look, all we've learned, truly the lesson from today is, as per usual, don't trust French people.
No, I mean, France is the like, if Coral or whatever her name is, Carla, had said this about French people, the Oscar is hers. They are a scourge on the face of this earth. Their movies aren't getting better. Weirdly, I think they're getting worse.
They are. It's just, it's all we've got left is like the, you know, the good ones who never disappoint. Otherwise, oof.
It's tough over there.
Yep.
It's right. Pretty tough. So, you know,
The Oscars are going to be awesome.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm pretty excited. I think I know who's going to win, but I don't want to say. Oh, shit. Oh, no. Mikey Madison turns out she's the unnamed person in the Diddy allegations. Well, that's going to hurt her chances.
I mean, what's
Cynthia Erivo? Cynthia Erivo had sex with Elon Musk recently.
Right now, it's happening. We're actually watching the live stream, and it's great. He looks as good as you'd expect.
I guess it's Demi's to win now. He certainly has out there.
Well, I don't know. Like, the biggest controversy that exists about the Oscars, though. That goddamned AI speech adjustment for the otherwise absolutely perfect greatest film of all time, The Brutalist. Turns out that sneaky fucking editor said the Hungarian coming out of Brody's mouth ain't good enough. I'm going to tweak some consonants.
Well, I mean, you know, that's the magic of movies right there. And that's a movie that definitely made me remember the good classic epics of yesteryear.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's truly the only problem I saw with that movie was the AI. That's the only issue I had.
Otherwise, really good.
Otherwise, give me a third part. I was just waiting. When the credits rolled, I was like, wait, this is just a fake intermission. We have another 2 hours, right?
Can I have the extended cut, please?
Well, you get the Nosferatu extended cut soon. Pretty excited about that.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I bet it's got more than that, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty. You know, hey, did you see Den of Thieves 2?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not as good as the first one, but I really liked it still.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you.
We're so starved for action movies that...
Yes, agreed.
The first
one's much closer to being actually something to write home about. But the second one, yeah, we're just hungry. We're all sad little puppies trying to get that teat.
Yeah, no. The words being spilled over people's critical investigations into Den of Thieves 2 is very funny.
We just. It's funny. It's like the new online thing to be is like hard art house, but I love masculine action movies.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm really tired. Like, and I know we're hypocrites.
These screenshots. Look at the screenshot I posted. Look at the green.
No, I hate it. And like, I know our whole thing, right? A big part of
boring. I truly thought it was boring. I was like, this looks like television. This looks like fucking TV.
Oh, it does. Yeah. No, I re-encoded it to watch it for myself because it looked so bad.
Yeah. Not good. Yeah. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, I know a big part of what we do is trying to, you know, convince folks. Jess Franco, for instance, is worth a reappraisal. But goddamn, am I tired of everyone trying to be the next person to reclaim something. It's really fucking annoying. I'm really tired of it.
Yeah.
You could say, I watched Bad Boys 2, and guess what? I actually had a great fucking time, thought it was sick, but you don't have to then get on the internet and tell everyone that Michael Bay is the most underrated slept-on auteur still. You don't need to do that. You could just say to your friends, you guys want to come over? That was fucking sick. You want to have some beers and we'll have a great time? That's how you do it.
Do it that way. You can also watch a lot more movies and situate yourself in the context of the words you're attributing to Michael Bay might work for someone else, but
nope, that's too much. No one's going to do that.
Hey, I love Michael Bay, but I'm not going to like try to pretend like, you know what he's actually saying about cops? It's pretty, yeah. That dude loves mercenaries and cops more than anybody.
And he would tell you that. He would say that.
Take a fucking nap. Oh, I know the car said to not protect and serve or something like that. Good. That 3-second detail, that's the Fordian key to all of Michael Bay. That you can unlock everything right there.
Y'all sound crazier than I do when I try to convince John like a 3-second different cut of a Jess Franco movie matters. You sound that stupid. So get it together.
That's taking it to a level. You do not want to be like that.
You don't want to be like that. It's stupid. And also, you know how you get like that? You watch the same movie in 12 different cuts that are barely different. And it's not good for anyone.
It's called mental illness.
Yes, it is. And despite the weird thing lately, I'm sorry, it's not awesome. I would love to not have it. That would be great. My life would be a lot easier without it. And no, I don't think it makes me special.
This is the new era of critical reappraisal filtered through the lens of barely medicated mental illness. So.
Yeah, because you know what you should do instead of getting on the internet? If you really want to do that, do what Stephen Thrower did. Write a fucking book. Truly.
Literally.
Yeah. Write a book.
Instead of bitching all day, write a book.
Yeah. Write a book about it. I'll probably read it. Or I won't, but whatever.
I'm sure. Yeah. Someone will publish it.
Yeah. You know, truly, like pitch a Michael.
Won't make any money, but someone will probably publish it.
Yeah, dude. And then you get to say that you're published. So.
When that meant something.
Yeah, just a reminder to everyone, I'm technically a published author, so it does not mean anything.
Yeah, interesting. Well, yeah, that says it there. Well, I think
we have any other controversy with the Oscars? Let's see.
Let's do a quick.
Anything else we're missing?
Just this quote. I didn't see this in the Carla Gascon lady. She's just this one bit. She says, I have been crucified and stoned. I believe I have been judged. I have been convicted and sacrificed and crucified and stoned. Whoa, all those without a trial and without the option to defend myself.
Well, get off the internet and then you
that won't remind you of. She broke down in tears, citing a relationship with a wonderful woman who is a Muslim who taught her about respect.
See, this is why I'm like, holy shit, someone help her out. She's just making everything so much.
Probably the CNN people are just sitting there nodding, being like, yeah, speak on it. And then then just with unbreath says, and also when I was very little, my brother died in an accident on Christmas. And I have always held a resentment toward human beings of all spectrums because it seems to me that human beings are something deplorable, but something in which I have incredible hope.
What?
Yeah. Additionally, she has faced hatred from some people in Mexico for being Spanish. Whoa. That's crazy. Claiming they called her a Spanish woman who came to rob them of gold.
Wow. I mean,
if the shoe fits, honey.
Yeah, sorry, dude. I think they got her on that one.
She kept going. She said the 2004 Madrid train bombings left a mark on her. It affected me to see 2 days before some people praying inside the train who were very similar to people who later carried out the attacks. Okay. Oh. Wow. Oh. She said, I could apologize, but let me put a little stank on the end of that one.
Wow. What a fucking gold mine, truly.
She rocks.
Yeah, this is nuts.
Yeah, they then asked her to address a tweet she wrote that read, "This is the same as always, black slaves and the woman in the kitchen. But this is my opinion and it must be respected. I didn't understand so much world war against Hitler. He simply had his opinion of the Jews." Simply. You know what? Thank you. He simply had his opinion of the Jews. Simply. Oh, the end, that's how the world goes.
Wow.
She said she was once again using third person as if I were a Nazi.
Okay. I'm pretty blown away.
Yeah, and then she says, it's apparent that I'm a terrible and evil person. She called Selena Gomez a rich rat. And then, okay, I'll just end it on this. She says, oh, God, she rocks. She says, listen, I said, well, what have I done in my life? What have I done? If I have not killed a fly, that when I go to places and I have a spider in my house, I put it in a cup to not kill it and then take it out on the street.
God. Yeah, she's a fucking treasure. If Spain doesn't want her, she can move to the U.S. That's right.
God. Well, so Netflix said, okay, we're going to ban you. We are not going to fly you out. We're not going to put you up to go. You can't really. Yeah. So will she get her own? Will she have the money to get to the Oscars and put herself up and show? We're going to find out.
I mean, look, saying that's right. I don't know. Like if someone says Hitler's totally fine, but then saves a spider's life, that's pretty close to weighing the scales, like balancing the scales, I'd say.
That simply that Hitler simply had an opinion.
God damn.
She's the fucking, I can't wait till she shows up on Kanye's Bully.
I was gonna say, yeah, no, her, Kanye, and Elon are gonna be buds pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Wow. Yeah, the only thing that made me laugh today, nothing nearly as good as that, but I just love speaking of, you know, another brother with mental illness, Jesse Eisenberg. Did you see him talking about being tied with Facebook forever because of the movie?
Oh no.
He's just like twitchy and awkward as always, and he's just like, I'd prefer not to be associated with him. I think he's doing some really problematic things and I'm worried.
Good for him. Good for him. But not as cool as Mr. What's the guy who wrote it? Wow, man, my brain after reading all this is just dead. What's his name?
Oh, yeah, the motherfucking West Wing dude, Aaron Sorkin.
Aaron Sorkin, yeah. When he said at the Oscars, like, I maybe made a movie that was critical of him, but he's a good guy. Yeah. He's a smart man.
Yeah. No, because Aaron Sorkin's known for being a good dude.
Yeah, no, very well known.
Really probably good.
A dude. Huge fan of Emilio Perez.
Well, he, you know, we know from when he talks about how he writes his movies that he really, really works hard to understand women.
Or anything that he's writing about.
But it's snappy, though. Did you miss how the dialogue's snappy? So it's fine.
Definitely didn't catch a break by pumping out like cultural, political nostalgia porn with the West Wing when Bush came into office.
Not at all. Nothing neolib about this guy.
Nothing about what he did in that moment is the reason why he was so popular.
Nope. Or a reason why one could, you know, not stretch that much to make a line to where we are now.
And where are we now? Hey, that's the eternal question left by this show. We're an ambiguous podcast.
That's right. We're an amoeba, friends. You can't.
Like a great movie that's ambiguous in the ending.
Yeah, like The Brutalist.
Like The Brutalist, like Interstellar. Like Inception. Or is that thing that's twirling going to fall over?
AKA we'll never fucking know.
Film Collective? We'll never know.
We'll never know. That's,
maybe we have failed.
But you know what? Because we care, we'll never stop asking, even if we'll never find out.
And on that note, we will see you at the freaking Oscars on the red carpet.
That's right.
It's going to be great.
As always. Oh, wait, before we go, do you want to run down your upcoming draft house shows outside of the one you already did?
No.
Oh, yeah, because we're... That'll be my first
gig. Well, we have an Oscar bait pod, I think, is our Instagram. You want to see what's coming up there, you just take a look.
No, everyone's excited. I finally got beeped on the show. It finally fucking happened.
Many times you should have been beeped, but hey.
Well, yeah, no, maybe I shouldn't have gone off like our the Queen of Amelia Perez in the past. But here we are. Look, unlike Cora Lee, the cowardly director of another movie that we'll never fully understand or be able to unpack how dense it is, the substance. I don't delete the bad things I said in the past. So you can go back in the archives and listen to me get us in a lot of trouble if you want, because we're not deleting it. So.
Yeah. And like that, what an interesting story, and how it will probably end up the same for Carla, where everyone's bashing her now, but just wait, they're going to be writing articles about you before too long. So good ones, not these.
Yeah.
We're an inspiration to you, Carla. We are on your side. We'll never leave a trans woman out in the cold. Until next time.
Bye, friends.